Sunday.
But the next one.
Sunday, a week from now.
And if someone came and stayed, say from the 1st to the 15th, how long would you say you stayed?
2 weeks.
Have you heard anybody say fortnight there?
Yes. But fortnight's not in my vocabulary, so I'd just say 2 weeks. But I have heard it said.
Do you hear that abroad, or you think?
Maybe no, I don't know, but I have heard people talk about a fortnight. Yeah. Not my friends.
If you want to know the time, you might ask me what?
What time is it, just like I asked you a minute ago.
And I might pull out my boy.
What is the hour?
And I'll probably pull out my boy tomorrow.
Your watch.
And if it were, say,
we had a shower. I'm hoping it's not going to be raining on you going back.
I used to drive in bad weather. It seems that...
I know, but I'm hoping you won't have to go back in the rain tonight.
I hope so, too. If it's halfway between 7 and 8, you'd say it's...
8:30.
Or any other way you might say that, half?
Halfway between 8 and 7.
And if it's 15...
7 and 8.
15 minutes.
Quarter of the hour.
6:45, you might
6:45
say.
6:45.
Or
quarter of the hour.
And if you've been doing something for a long
50
time.
50 minutes up.
If you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, well, I've done that for quite
a while.
And let's see. You might say, well, the farmers got a good crop last year, but they won't get such a good one
this year.
And if a child just had his third birthday, you say he's
3 years old.
And something happened on this same day last year, you'd say it happened exactly
a year ago.
And you might look up and say, I don't like the look of those black
clouds.
I sure don't. You can see
you got them out there?
Sure do. Over toward Montgomery.
Well, that rain that came in here came from the west, so it's gone on over to Montgomery. It'll be over before you get there.
I hope so. Tom, you mentioned shower earlier. Very hard rain in a short period.
Downpour.
What about one with thunder and lightning? What would you call it?
Thunderstorm.
What about one in which you had thunder and lightning but no rain?
Electrical storm.
And say something that's lighter than a shower, or just
drizzle.
What about if it's just a few fine drops, hardly get you wet, say?
Shower?
You ever use
sprinkle? Light shower.
It's a sprinkle now.
Yeah, sprinkle.
Is that lighter than a drizzle or?
Well, a sprinkle is just when a few drops fall.
Yeah.
But a drizzle and a sprinkle wouldn't be the same thing. A drizzle is when the drops of rain a little bitty and it's a drizzle.
Yeah.
More like a heavy fog. They say it's going to be foggy in the morning.
Oh, really?
But it will lift and be a pretty day. I'm glad I'm going out to, I told you, bush hog on a bloodmobile.
And the opposite of a pretty day would be a
foul, sometimes they call it, or a bad day.
And if the weather has been fair and the clouds start coming up, you'd say the weather's doing what? It's
changing.
And what if just the opposite is happening? You'd say it's the weather's doing
clearing.
And if you have the wind from this direction, you'd say it came from the
north.
From here it comes from the
west, east, south.
And between the south and the west it comes the
southwest
and the
north west.
And the
southeast. And southwest.
And
you always say south and north before you say east and west.
And if you don't have any rain for 3 or 4 weeks, you say we have
a drought.
And what if it's just a few days? Maybe 3 or 4 or 5 days you have a
dry spell
and
need some rain.
If it hasn't, the wind has been very calm for a while and it starts getting